Great to have your company. This is company news for FNN. Qantas has upgraded its estimate of domestic capacity to beyond 90% of its pre-pandemic aviation activity for the June quarter of financial year 2021. Australia's flag carrier is betting on the lifting of travel restrictions and reduced border closures across the country. Qantas plans to deploy 90% of the group's fleet back into action. The airline has ramped up services between Australian cities by 34 new routes since the beginning of financial year 2021, with Qantas flights constituting 70% of total civil aviation services within Australia. Shares are trading 0.2% higher at $5.22. Bank of Queensland has announced the company will restore its usual dividend payment on the 26th of May this year. Shareholders will receive an interim dividend of 17 cents per share. The decision came in the wake of an increase in first half profits by 9%. The company brought in $165 million in profits through strong performance levels in retail banking operations. Shares are trading at 0.2% higher at $8.92. Transurban reports a rise in the average daily traffic of 1.1% compared to last year for the March quarter, though when compared to 2019, it is down 3.8%. The company said traffic has recovered to pre-COVID-19 levels where restrictions have lifted. Shares are trading 0.2% lower at $13.79.